We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, Text Number 51. Ahang vai sarabhutani, bhutatma bhutabhavana, shabda brahma param brahma, namo vesha shati tanu. Aham, I, vai, indeed, sarabhutani, expanded in different forms of living entities, bhuta-atma, the super soul of all living entities, supreme director and enjoyer of them. Uttabhavana, the cause for the manifestation of all living entities. Shabda Brahma, the transcendental sound vibration of Hare Krishna mantra. Param Brahma, supreme absolute truth. Mama, my. Obey both. Namely, the form of sound and the form of spiritual identity. Shashati, eternal. Tanu, two bodies. Translation. All living entities, moving and non-moving, are my expansions and are separate from me. I am the super soul of all living beings who exist because I manifest them. I am the form of the transcendental vibration like Omkara and Hare Krishna Hare Rama, and I am the supreme absolute truth. These two forms of mine, namely the transcendental sound and the eternally blissful spiritual form of the deity, are my eternal forms. They are not material. Purport will start from sentence number 3. By performing devotional service, one advances step by step, and when one is on the platform of love of Godhead, Prema Pumartha Mahan, he sees the Supreme Lord at every moment. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, and one engages in devotional service 24 hours a day, desham satata yuktanam vajutam pritipurvakam, in accordance with the instructions of the spiritual master, his devotional service becomes more and more pleasing. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is within the core of everyone's heart, speaks to the devotee, Dadami Bhuti Ogam Tam Yenamam Upayanti Te. So, Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langhate Girim Yakipam Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Tinatarinam. So the purport is very long, so we won't read it, but because we have not so much time. So here it's described the qualification for Krishna to speak to you is that you have to be engaged with love, love and devotion, not mechanically. So sometimes outside people, other religious groups, some people say, God, I don't need a guru. I can talk to God. I can understand him directly from within. No guru is necessary. So one devotee asked Prabhupada about this, and Prabhupada was upset. He said, you don't read Bhagavad Gita? You don't know who God speaks to? God speaks to the devotee who is always engaged in love, one who's 24 hours engaged. So Chitaketu Maharaj, I think now you are in the 14th chapter, and he's being instructed by Narada Muni, and he will follow Narada Muni's instructions, and now in this chapter he's come to the stage of seeing the Lord face to face. So the Lord is now instructing him in the essence of knowledge. So we know, what is the essence of knowledge? Some people say, well, if you want to know, go to Vrindavan. But actually, Prabhupada said in one purport that if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Lord by Vani or by Vapu. When Prabhupada was here, we had his bodily association, but even not so much because he was always traveling. So mostly we got his association in the books. In the books. I was living in Calcutta Temple, Pujari, and we didn't have any books in India. So when I would see a devotee come for Gaur Purnima with a book, I would beg for that book. If I saw anybody who had a book, and I got the full set of books while I was in India just by begging like that. So Srila Prabhupada said, this is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Lord. Instead of being eager to see the Lord in some bush in Vrindavan, at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one sticks to the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, he will see the Supreme Lord without difficulty. This Bhagavatam is the only light in this Kali Yuga. That's why Vyasadeva wrote the Bhagavatam, to give light. The sages of Naimisharanya, they asked, now Krishna has left, where can we find knowledge, religion, truthfulness? And Sutta Goswami answered, the Bhagavatam has risen like the sun. And it will eliminate all the darkness of Kali Yuga. So you're also doing book distribution marathon now? At the same time as the Padayatra?
Yeah, we combined it.
Oh, it's combined. Padayatra and marathon. Yeah, so this is the light. You're giving people the light of Kali Yuga. The sunshine. The sunshine has arisen in Kali Yuga, and it is Srimad Bhagavatam. So what happens if a person gets a book? When Srila Prabhupada was here, sometimes there was a problem that people would take the books and they would tear them up and throw them in the garbage. Some people didn't appreciate the books. So Srila Prabhupada asked the devotee, did they touch the book? And Prabhupada said, yeah. The devotee said, yes. He said, okay, they got benefit. So these books are very powerful. Very, very powerful. And this is how we can see Krishna face to face in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So if someone hears this Bhagavatam, then automatically liberation is standing at the doorstep waiting to help the devotee. So there's three in this verse. There's three actual ways that we can see Krishna. One is as Brahman. He's expanded. Aham vai sarvabhutani. I am expanded. As the living entities, we are all expansions. Small, Anu. We are Anu. And Krishna is Vibhu. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. And we are Brahman. We are Brahman, part of Brahman, sparks of Brahman. So that's one way, aham sai vai sarvabhutani. And the second way to understand the Lord is by Paramatma, how he gives intelligence in the heart. And the third way is Param Brahma, as described here. Not only Shabda Brahma, but Param Brahma is very, very important. And so if Krishna is everything, why can't we see him? We have some obstacle in our vision. We have a cataract, Prabhupada said, and I have to make operation. In one class, one hippie came, Prabhupada was lecturing, and the hippie was staring at Prabhupada, staring very intensely. And after the lecture, he asked the question, can you see God? And Prabhupada said, no, because you are in the way. So the problem was his ego was so big that he was blocking everyone's vision of the real God, because he was thinking he was God. So, if we accept Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita, what is the name? Bhagavad Gita Ka Krishna? Yeah? Krishna, you have Krishna in there. Oh, that's a trick, huh? As it is, Ka Krishna. Yeah? Krishna is not a Slovenian word, is it? Yeah? They have to put it in the dictionary. I have to put it in the dictionary now. Oh, very good. Ka Krishna, as Krishna is. Is that how it's translated? Bhagavad Gita, as it is, really. Even if you put Krishna there. Wow, that's really good.
And it's like how Krishna put himself there. Because if Ka Krishna, it doesn't refer to Krishna, but Ka Krishna is like the root of the Ka Krishna, like as it is.
Really? Wow, that's a great language you have. Krishna's in the language. Ka Krishna. I was looking at that thinking, how did they put Krishna in there? Wonderful. That's really great. Oh, okay. So, we can also see Krishna not only as the light, as Brahman, but as Paramatma. Bhutatma Bhutabhavana. So how can we see Paramatma? Last place I was Finland. And I was walking in the park, and so many people in the park, they're walking their dogs. So Prabhupada gives this analogy, like the master is walking the dog, and the dog is supposed to obey the master. That you can walk, you can run, you can pass urine, I'll just wait for you. So same way, Super Soul is the master. And we are like the dog, and Super Soul is waiting for us. You can walk, you can run, you can pass urine, but I want you to come to me. He wants us to obey, and he will take us back home, back to Godhead. So that's one analogy. And he's telling us, he comes out as Super Soul, he was already out there. And he tells us in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita's up there, yeah. He tells us in Bhagavad Gita, that what he wants, how to surrender, that give me a little fruit, a flower, a leaf, or water, and I will accept that. So another way to understand Super Soul, Srila Prabhupada gives an analogy of an expert director of a drama. Super Soul is the director, and we are playing in the drama, and we are the actors. So the more expert director makes the actor forget his real identity so he can play the part. So Super Soul is making us forget our identity so we can play the part of this body, whichever body we have. So we want to enjoy. So unless we forget completely, I am spirit soul, I'm not this body. Unless we forget, then we cannot accept this body as ourself. But Super Soul, for the devotee, he gives direction how he can progress more and more and come to him. He's in the heart who reveals himself as ever increasingly new. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that when the Super Soul instructs us, then he awakens our consciousness to spiritual life. And devotees, they relish this awakening by discussing with each other, and that makes them happy, Gita says. So the highest form, Bhagavan, is the Shabda Brahma and the Param Brahma, two types, two bodies, Krishna says, two bodies, Shasvati Tanu. One body is the Shabda Brahma, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. How does he manifest to us in this world? As Shabda Brahma, Hare Krishna Mantra, and as Param Brahma, or the deity. Two ways he manifests. So the Shabda Brahma is more merciful. There's no hard and fast rules. We can chant anytime, anywhere. Anyone can worship Lord Chaitanya by chanting Hare Krishna. And we can see Krishna through sound. One purport in Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says, simply hearing is not all. One must realize the text with proper attention. And how do we have proper attention? One should hear with rapt attention, and you can realize the presence of Krishna in every page of Bhagavatam. So no one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right source, then you can see Krishna in every page of Bhagavatam. So the holy name is Krishna. It's non-different from Krishna. There's a nice story that shows how we don't realize that the holy name is Krishna. There was once a beggar who went to see the king because he wanted to see what gold looks like. And the king said, okay, climb up these stairs, turn to the left, open the door, and you will see gold. So the beggar climbed up the stairs, went to the left, opened the door, and he said, oh, gold. Then he looked back, and he saw, oh, the stairs are also made of gold. But he didn't realize it because he didn't know what gold looks like. So the holy name is also Krishna. It's made of gold. But now we don't realize it. But at someday that realization will come. So this is Krishna himself. Because we forget Krishna, our relationship, then we're not aware of that. But Krishna will gradually reveal himself to us by our chanting the holy name. So we are grateful to Srila Prabhupada for bringing us the holy name. So, how can we see God? We have to be qualified. There's another way to see God besides chanting the holy name and the deity. Very interesting way to see God. Srila Prabhupada says, you read Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the taste of water. So we should see Krishna in the taste of water, in the taste of prasadam. We should taste Krishna. Atā kṣi Krishna nāmadi nābhaved indriya gramai. That Krishna, he's beyond the senses to see or to know. So how can we see him? Sevan mukhi jivaro sayameva svaratyara. By the tongue. We have to taste Krishna. Just like if there is some nice prasadam, you might say, oh, let me see how is this prasadam. But seeing means I want to taste it. So we begin with our tongue. We have to taste Krishna. So two ways to taste Krishna. Through prasadam and through chanting. When we chant, we must also taste Krishna. And now the taste might not be so sweet. It takes time because we have the disease of jaundice, of material sense gratification. But we go on chanting and chanting, and then gradually the taste will become sweet. And now we chant and we say, Prabhupada has explained, when we chant, we should pray, please accept me, please accept me. And if we chant very nicely, then Krishna will come. And Krishna will say, please accept me, please accept me. And so we have to be attentive when we chant to hear when Krishna comes. And he will have, just like we're calling to Krishna with the holy name, he will also give us message how to progress in devotional service by our chanting of the holy name. So we'll stop here. If anybody has a question, you can ask at this point. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, the business or the idea or the logic of faith.
The logic of faith.
Faith. Mm-hmm. This troubles me the most.
It does.
It does.
Faith troubles you the most. Okay.
Yes, because trying to follow the process itself, the spiritual process, and then there is the material world.
There's the material world and the spiritual process.
there seems to be that in the material world, we develop, or at least I developed a lot of faith by being in the material world, and I got attached to it.
Right, you develop faith by being in the material world.
So I know if I eat, my belly will be full, I can go to sleep. If I walk on the road is unlikely to collapse. I will not sink in.
Unless you're in the earthquake.
Right. You know, generally, the faith...
Generally, it's good faith. You're not in the earthquake zone.
Yes.
But who knows?
But what I find difficult in my faith in the spiritual practice is that I do not connect. I personally, without causing offense, do not see Krishna.
Yes.
Actually.
You don't see Krishna.
No.
So, yes, there are things you can do to help your faith. So His Holiness Satchinanda Swami gives us three things that we can do. First of all, you improve your sadhana. Improve it. Be more attentive, avoid offenses. Try to finish your rounds before morning program. Improve your sadhana, quality, instead of doing mechanically. Then the second thing you can do is to pray for bhakti with taste. Because the problem why you don't connect is because there's no taste. So we must pray for it. Before you chant, you pray to Prabhupada, pray to the holy name, pray to your guru. Please let me chant with taste today. Let me feel some taste. You can pray for it. And the third thing you can do is take a risk for Krishna. That will show, that will make you depend on Krishna. And then your faith will grow when you depend on Krishna, when you take a risk. Do something which is out of your comfort zone. Then that requires a lot of faith. And when you see how Krishna is there and helping you, then your faith will increase. Now, another thing I can add how to increase your faith is to appreciate what Krishna has given you. A problem, we become stagnant when we don't feel gratitude to Krishna. So by saying thank you, think how your life has improved since before you met the devotees. Think what the difference is. Okay, you're still living in the material world. Okay, you're still have a material body. But things have improved. And that could be why you're so happy in the material world. Things, because now you're only getting a token reaction to your past karma. Krishna is protecting you. When you chant the holy name, when you do some service, then you're getting protection from Krishna. From your previous karma, you're just getting a token of what you should have gotten. So, yeah, so you try these things. Try to appreciate when you wake up in the morning, thank you for giving me another day to serve you, Krishna. Thank Srila Prabhupada for bringing the holy name to the West. Thank you for Prabhupada's books. So have a list of gratitude, things to be grateful for. And that will help you to increase your faith, especially if you take a risk for Krishna. I know when you travel like I do, then you do take risks for Krishna sometimes. Sometimes it happens. I know one time I was in London. I came to Gatwick Airport. There was nobody to meet me. And the temple was 2.5 hours away. And so they had told me, you take the train and somebody will be there to pick you up. So I didn't know how to take the train. Anyway, I just asked some stranger, this is where I have to go, then how do I go there? So they told me. They told me you have to change trains at a certain place, but I forgot that and I almost missed the next train, but somehow I did it, and then I got to the last stop and I got off the train and nobody was there. And it was nighttime. And the person, I did contact the person, and she was on the other side, but there were these huge stairs, And I had this luggage. I had no way I could make it up those stairs. And I was thinking, oh, what do I do now? And out of the dark came two young boys. One was black and one was white. And they came up to me and they said, can we help you with your luggage? They said, you're not from here. I said, no. And then I got to the other side. There was a devotee there. And I got to her house and she had these Krishna Balaram deities. And then I thought, oh, okay. That increased my faith a lot. So you take a risk for Krishna and your faith will increase. That helps. Any other questions? Yes?
You mentioned Mike. You mentioned that even if people touch the books, they get the benefit.
That's what Prabhupada said, yeah.
Yeah, and also if they have books at home, but nowadays many people, I mean, more and more, they prefer to read online.
Online,
books.
Yeah. That's true. What I suggest is you go online and you connect with the New York Sankirtan devotees, how they distribute books. Even though, and they're distributing 7 books at a time. They call it Saptarishi Set. And they're distributing. And what they say to people is quite amazing. Many people are taking books. So I think you learn from them. You can learn what's going on now in New York City. How they are distributing these books. They know what to say to people to get them to take the books. And these are brahmacharis dressing up in saffron cloth out on the streets. They didn't put on any suit or anything. They're going as they are. And people are taking books. Even Muslims, even Christians, people are taking books. So, yeah, it's true. The books are dying. Even in the school, when I was in America, I was so shocked that in the 8th grade, no books. You have to go to Google and do your homework. They ask you questions, you go to Google. So Google is the new school. It's systematic training now to eliminate books, even in the schools, in America anyway. So that's why we have to keep the books alive. See what they're doing in New York. I can't remember the name, NYC Sankirtan. Something. I saw that on Facebook. But you can just Google it, I guess. Yeah, any other questions?
Can I say something about your books? Your books?
Oh, yeah, okay. Did you bring the Bhagavatam books? Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, you got this one. Okay. Yeah, so Saturday and Sunday we will be doing a seminar. This book has the complete Bhagavatam in pictures. 1 through 12 canto. And each canto has a picture with chapters. Here's first canto. Here is first canto. And also there's posters to go with it. Shalila. Here's Brajalila poster. The whole first 40 chapters of Krishna book, a picture for each chapter. And then there's the full Bhagavatam, Krishna. We're talking about the Bhagavatam is Krishna. So here is Krishna. Here's the Bhagavatam. These are all the cantos. And First and second are his lotus feet, three and four his legs, five and six, five is his waist, six his chest, and ten is his smiling face. So this is all described in this book. And then we have Bhagavad Gita. This is picture for every verse, along with a CD. And then we have a full set of books, I think 14 books altogether, one set, with a picture for every verse, up first canto, second, third, up the 10th canto, part 3. So these are all available. In the next few days you can come and see me. And Saturday and Sunday we will do this book, the whole Bhagavatam. Canto 1 to 6 on Saturday. Bhakti Vaibhav course in one day. In 1 hour. I only have 45 minutes, but I need. And then Sunday we will do the Bhakti Vedanta course, Canto 7 through 12. And you will learn lessons from the Bhagavatam. I will ask you what lessons to learn. So I have copies of this full Bhagavatam if anybody would like to have them. Okay, any other questions? Jai.
Yeah. About that you said the first time I heard that about the holy name made of Krishna. Made of Krishna.
Holy name is made of Krishna. Okay, you just talk. Okay. Yeah, right. Made in Goloka. Okay. Speak it in your language. Oh, you're translating. Okay. All right. All right. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.